for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, April the 6th, 1985. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene Moody is the teacher of the afternoon.
There is a teaching in the land that Jesus says that God is love, 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 and there are no repercussions of any kind because we disobey the word of the Lord. But I think Brother Gene is going to teach this afternoon and show by the word of the Lord that that is an erroneous teaching and that is not true, but that God's judgments do come, for his word tells us that he visits our sins to the third, the fourth, and the tenth generation of those who do contrary to the word of the Lord. And many other things in there that the scripture teaches us, and Brother Gene's going to deal with some of that this afternoon as he teaches us from the scripture this afternoon.
Okay, Brother Glenn sort of gave my preface, which, praise God, that's the confirmation. I might add a few things to that. You need to realize that deliverance ministry is controversial and unpopular, and therefore just accept it as a thing. It's about a third of Christ's ministry. You cannot ignore it. You only ignore it to your peril. So what the Lord told us, he said, tell the truth in love, and using worldly terms, let the chips fall where they may. So as best we can, we're going to tell you the truth in love. Now, okay, turn a little louder. Can you hear me now? Okay, so a little bit too loud, I guess. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell you the truth as well as God has shown it to Earlene and I up to this period of time in our life. And we intend to continue gaining truth as we go down the road of life. Now, there's two sides of the Bible. There's the side of the love of God, which passes all understanding. There's also the justice of God. Now, if I wanted to be popular, I would just tell you about love and prosperity and peace and the things that would make you feel good. And I would be real popular, and I would get many invitations. And I would stay away from these things that would make you feel bad. Okay, but I would be doing you a disservice. I might get your money and your time and your tithes and everything, and you'd say, boy, Gene and Earlene, they're great people. They make me feel good. But when I had to stand before God, I wouldn't feel so good after he got finished with Earlene and I. Okay, so I want to be right when I stand before God. Therefore, we are willing to be very unpopular, very controversial, and we intend to tell you the truth in love, because I'm concerned about what one man thinks, and his name is Jesus Christ. I could care less about what anybody else thinks on this earth. I intend to do what God tells me to do. Therefore, most of the messages that Early and I have, they're hard-hitting, they step on your toes, they make you feel bad, they bring you under conviction, but they help you. We've seen many, many people help in the 10 years that Early and I have been ministering. This lesson today is no exception. The title of it is God Sends Demons and Evil on People for Disobedience. Now, very simply, this will not happen if you obey the Bible. But realize you're supposed to obey the whole Bible, not just the parts you like. Now, let's start off, and I'm going to take you on a walk through the Bible. And let's start off in Deuteronomy chapter 28. That's a very popular chapter. It has a tremendous amount of good in it. It's one that you should read and reread if you're not familiar with it. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Follow with me in the Bible, and we'll take a walk through the Bible and see what the Lord has to say. Not what Gene has to say, but what the Lord has to say. That's what counts. This is what we go by. This is the only book in the world that's truly anointed and is a book from God. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1, 2, and 15. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Well, notice in verse 2 it says, all these blessings. Well, you can have all the blessings if you meet all the requirements. Now, let's look at verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Well, how would you like to have all the curses? Well, if you disobey all the Bible, you'll get all the curses. Take your pick. You disobey part of the Bible, you only get part of the curses. You get part of the blessings and part of the curses. Now, that's about as simple as I can put it. Let's look at verses 47 and 48. Verse 47. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Or what does it say in 47? You have to serve God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. The abundance of all things. You're actually very abundantly blessed.
Amen.
If you could just realize all the things that God is doing for you, known and unknown. Well, you need to serve God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Well, if you're all upset about these little things that are coming upon you, and you don't serve God with joyfulness and gladness of heart, what's going to happen? Well, how would you like to have hunger and thirst and nakedness? How would you like to have the want of all things? How'd you like to have a yoke of iron put upon your neck? A yoke of steel put about your neck. That's what God is saying. If you don't serve the Lord with thankfulness. So what he'll do is he'll put a yoke of iron on your neck for unthankfulness. It's extremely important to be thankful to God. Now let's look at verses 59 through 61. Here it's talking about infirmities. Then the Lord shall make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Notice anytime God says something twice, he's trying to emphasize it to you. Long continuance. I put those words together, and I say, how would you like to have wonderful plagues and sore sicknesses of long continuance? Verse 60. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. So everything is written and everything that's unwritten, every sickness and every plague that's written and unwritten, you can bring these upon you if you're disobedient. Now, how's he going to do that? Well, he's going to send demons of sickness upon you. Now, let's go over to Judges chapter 9. Judges chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Verse 23. Then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. So what did God send? He sent an evil spirit. Did Satan send that evil spirit? Not what my Bible says. It says God sent it, didn't he? That the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, that their blood be laid upon Abimelech, their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. So what did God send this evil spirit for? He sent it for cruelty. This man came into the kingdom, he killed all of his brothers so they wouldn't try to take the kingdom away from him. Now let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14 through 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Now what I've done, I've got all these verses in chronological order, and I'm just walking through the Bible, so we'll always be going forward. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14 through 16. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants which are before thee to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. Notice in every verse, it said, an evil spirit from the Lord, an evil spirit from God, an evil spirit from God. Well, that's very clear to me. That evil spirit came from God, it was sent by God, it was directed by God, not Satan. Everything was made by God, and he controls it. Demons didn't make themselves, and Satan didn't make demons. Okay, we'll see this as we go along here. Now, notice also that the Spirit of the Lord was departed from Saul. It was removed. Why? It was removed because of Saul's disobedience. He was anointed king. He disobeyed God. God took away his anointing and his blessings. Now let's look at 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 22 and 23. 1 Kings chapter 22. 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 22 and 23. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also, go forth, and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning these. So what did God do? He put a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Now would you say these prophets were true prophets or false prophets? They were false prophets. And God put a lying spirit in their mouth to accomplish what God wanted to accomplish. God did that. Now let's look at the parallel spirit, it's parallel scripture. 2 Chronicles 18, verses 21 and 22. 2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. And this is just a parallel scripture. Verses 21. And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. Well, what did God do? He put a lying spirit in the mouth of the false prophets, and he spoke evil against Ahab. Ahab was seduced by these false prophets. He went out into battle, and he was killed. Now let's look at Job 1, verse 12. Job chapter 1, verse 12. Job chapter 1, verse 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now, God allowed Satan to attack Job's possessions. Everything except Job himself. And he did this to prove Job. Now, one interesting thing about that is his wife was not attacked because she was one with Job. But the rest of his possession and his children were attacked. God allowed that. God allowed Satan to touch Job. Let's look at Job chapter 12, verse 16. Job chapter 12, verse 16. Verse 16. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. All right, Satan and his sinners belong to God. Everything belongs to God. Good, evil, everything belongs to God. It's all controlled by God. It can't do anything without God's permission. Satan cannot do anything without God's permission. The demons cannot either. They have to have the okay by God to do their work. Isaiah 19:14. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 14. Isaiah 19, verse 14. The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof. And they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof, as a drunken man staggereth in his vomit. Okay, God loosed a perverse spirit. It caused Egypt to err in every work. Okay, what is a perverse spirit? Well, some synonyms for it is perverted, troubling. And what happened? Egypt was confused. Let's look at Isaiah 29, verses 10 and 11. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 10 and 11. Chapter 29, verses 10 and 11. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. So what did God loose? He loosed the spirit of deep sleep. And what happened? The vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed. Okay, this is a spirit of lethargy. It brought heavy judgment on Jerusalem. Isaiah 45, verse 7. Isaiah 45, verse 7. This is a strong verse. A lot of people don't like to think about that. Verse 7, 45, verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Where did evil come from? Did God create it? What did your Bible tell you? Says he did. Right. God created all things. I create evil. I, the Lord, do these things. God, in his omnipotence, can do anything he wants to. Now, what is the definition of evil? This is what I got out of the concordance. Evil consists of misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, wickedness, bad, adversity, affliction, calamity, displeasure, distress, grief, harm, hurt, mischief, sadness, trouble, vex, wretchedness, and wrong. Okay, so some of those things can come upon you. They can come upon nations. Now let's look at Isaiah 54, 15 and 16. Isaiah 54, verses 15 and 16. 54, verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and bringeth forth an instrument for his word, and I have created the waster to destroy. Notice he created the waster to destroy. God created the waster to destroy. What does waster mean? It means to perish, decay, ruin, corrupt, destroy, so that God's enemies will fall. Now let's look at Ezekiel 14, 9. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 9. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 9. And if the prophet be deceived when he hath spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him, and I will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet, false prophet, and I will destroy him. See, the false prophet is going to be destroyed, too. Okay, the Lord deceived this prophet. He deluded him, allured him, enticed him, and persuaded him. This is God's answer to idolatry. Now let's look in, go over into the New Testament. Look at some scriptures over there, as our sister was suggesting. Okay, Matthew 18, verses 21 through 36. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 36. This is one of our favorite chapters. When we began to teach this chapter, it really shook people up. And basically what it says is God will send demons upon you if you have unforgiveness. Now let's follow it through. This is a key chapter about forgiveness. And it's what the Heavenly Father will do unto you if you're unwilling to forgive. Chapter 18, verses 21 through 36. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. How many times is it? 70 times 7? 490. Now, do you think God meant for us to forgive 490 times and stop? I don't think so. I think he meant for us to forgive. How would you like for God to forgive you 490 times and then stop? Well, we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? Okay, that means you're essentially supposed to forgive from now on without number. Therefore is verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which shall take account of his servants. Now think of this king is God. And 24. And he had begun to reckon one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Think of that as a rich man. And also think of that as yourself. But far as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. That just looked like us going before God. Lord, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for what we've done wrong. And God forgave him, just like God forgives you. The Lord forgave him, rather. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. All right, this is the poor man. That's also the person that owes you a debt. That's the person that you're unwilling to forgive. Notice God forgave you all of your sins, gave you a ticket to eternal life and blessings. And this person does some little hurt to you, or big hurt. What's the difference? And you won't forgive him. Now what happens? And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. But he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. This person that you're unwilling to forgive may be praying to God about that. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? Now, I made a little study. You can study the money value there. And basically, the value is $600,000 to $1. So God forgave you $600,000, and you're unwilling to forgive the person that's hurt you $1. So that's the way God looks at it. Anything anyone has done to you is so insignificant compared to what Jesus did for you that you have no choice but to forgive. Verse 34, and his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due to him. All right, who is your tormentor? The demons. Who are your tormentors? The demons. They torment you. They torment your children. Verse 35, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother trespasses. Well, very simply, if you're unwilling to forgive, God is going to send demons to torment you until you crucify the flesh and come to your senses and ask God to forgive you and forgive that other person. You will be tormented. I guarantee you, you will be. Now, actually, in this chapter right here is the most important thing that God has taught us about deliverance, and that is the value of forgiveness and the detriment of unforgiveness. Out of everything we've learned in 10 years about deliverance, this is the most important thing that God has taught us. If you're unwilling to forgive, many times you cannot receive deliverance. And as a Christian, you have no choice but to forgive. You pay a severe price if you're unwilling to forgive. Take that chapter and read it over and over again and study it, especially if you have problems with forgiveness and unforgiveness. Now, let's go on to Romans chapter 11, verse 8. Romans chapter 11, verse 8. Romans chapter 11, verse 8. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. Okay, God gave them a spirit of slumber, a spirit of stupor and lethargy, and their hearts were hardened. Now let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. Verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Twice in that verse it says, exalted above measure. In other words, in worldly terms, get the big head. Paul was a very educated man. He was a very intelligent man. God did tremendous things with him and through him, and God didn't want him to get the big head. So what did he do? He sent a messenger of Satan. Well, what is a messenger of Satan? That's a demon. What are the messengers of Satan? Does Satan have? He's got billions of demons. Those are his messengers to buffet me. Okay, so a demon buffeted Paul. He buffeted him in the flesh so Paul wouldn't get a big head of all these great revelations that God gave him. So God doesn't like for people to be proud. He doesn't like for his servants to be proud. Now let's look at Colossians 1:16. Colossians 1:16. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Verse 16, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. All right, God created all thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers. And that includes the evil dominions, principalities, and powers. All things were created by him and for him. All things, everything, good, bad, all good and all evil were created by him. All right, and who created them? Who was the person that created them? Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ created all things, including all the forces of evil that we have to contend with. Now let's look at 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Well, what did God send? He sent a spirit of strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might be damned. What is delusion? It's deceit and error. There's actually an awful lot of error in the Christian community. It's staggering, the amount of false doctrine, heresy, false prophets, false teachers, errors, and so forth. You have to be very aware of these things. You have to not fall into them. But if you have tickling ears, then the chances are you will. And you'll pay the price for them. Okay, so what are we saying here? Obey and be blessed. Disobey and be cursed. It's your choice. Now, what are we told to do about the Bible? Do you have a choice of just keeping part of the Bible? Lord, I'm weak and I can only keep part of the Bible. No, the Bible tells you to keep all the words of the Bible. There are no excuses. Now, let's look at some examples. Erling came up with these examples this morning, and I didn't have time to research and make sure I've got all the names right, but if I make a mistake, then calm me down and correct me here. Okay, what did Moses do? He disobeyed God, and what was his punishment? He couldn't go into the promised land. He got punished right here on earth. Erling has a cute little saying, if you don't know the Bible, you're going to burn as you learn. You may not burn in hell, but you do your share of burning right here on this earth. Now, Aaron's sons offered strange fire to God, and what did God do? He killed them. Levi's sons. Levi did not correct his corrupt sons, whom Eli allowed to commit adultery at the temple and take wrong pieces of meat from the offering pot. A hook was to pass through the pot, and they were to take out the piece that the hook snagged, but they went for the best pieces. In other words, they didn't follow the custom. They wanted the best pieces before they were put in the pot. What did they do? These were priests. They committed adultery and they had greed. What do you see in the priesthood today? One of the most common failings in the pastorate is falling through sexual sin. And more today, what is happening is that sexual sin is being condoned. What about greed? Do you see pastors, and we can call them priests, that's analogous to pastors. Do you see the pastorate today, do you see greed in a pastorate? Are they humble men? Do they want to build up their personal fortune? Have you seen examples of abuse? Oh, yes. In national ministries, you see examples of abuse. Well, should they ask for the widow's mite and then build multi-million-dollar mansions for themselves out of it? What do you think? I'm going to let you answer that question. Now, let's look at David. Good old King David. He was a man after God's own heart. What did he do? Well, he went after Bathsheba. And what did he commit? He committed adultery, murder, and so forth. And David received a sword in his house from that point on. It cost the death of the child of King David and Bathsheba. Then his first son, Absalom, tried to take David's throne and was killed in the process. And David set an example, and Absalom was taught rebellion and murder. Now, what did King David do? I really like King David. You know, he's one of my favorite characters in the Bible. But what did he do? Well, he didn't go out in the battle. He was supposed to go out in the battle. They were getting ready to take this city, and I guess it was Joab said that, come out in the battle before we take the city, or the city will be taken in my name, and I'll get the glory for it. So he didn't go into battle. He neglected to fight his enemies. If you're unwilling to enter into the battle for God and to fight God's enemies, you're cursed. There's a curse that's placed upon you because you're unwilling to fight God's battles. Okay, so David here, he's staying back and he's not in the battle. What was he? He was a peeping Tom. He committed adultery. He was greedy. And what did God tell him after that? You know, I've given you so many wives and concubines, if that wasn't enough, I would have given you more. No telling how many he had, but see, that wasn't enough. And had one more woman. And he committed murder. Did he pay for it? Oh, you better believe he paid for it in his marriage with Bathsheba. He paid for it with his children. He paid for it in his kingdom. Right here on earth, not in the hereinafter. What about good old Ananias and Sapphira? You know that story. What was wrong with them? They lusted for money. They lusted for admiration. They were hypocrites, and they were liars. And what did they pay for? They paid for it with death. Both of them were killed by God. Not by the people in the church with them. God killed them. God took away their spirit. There's danger in lusting for admiration. If you're a Christian and you're lusting for admiration of other Christians, watch out. See, they wanted God's blessing and admiration of the people, and they wanted some of the money also. Now, how about Simon the sorcerer? He believed, best I can tell, he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. But then he became greedy for money and power and so forth. And Paul told him that certain bad things were going to come upon him. He said, well, pray for me. Now, those are some examples out of the Bible that Erling came up with this morning. Taking the time, we could give you many other examples. Okay, the way that I see it, is you don't have to wait to get your punishment. You get your punishment right here and now. If you disobey, all kinds of things can come upon you. Your health can be attacked. Your mind can be attacked. Your finances can be attacked. Your children can be attacked. Your marriage can be attacked. Your church can be attacked. Your nation can be attacked. I really shudder when I see what's happening to the United States of America. I just wonder, how much longer do we have? I come up here to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and I learn about what the forces of evil are doing in hidden areas, underground evil, and above ground evil. It staggers me. The time may be very short. I really don't know. But the signs are there. Okay, so what should you, as Christians, do? Well, you need to realize that if you disobey the Word of God, you're going to be punished in the here and now. It may come in many different forms. It may be minor, it may be major. So we've got to be very careful what we do. If we sin, we've got to get forgiven. We may have to pay the consequences. If you have an illegitimate child and it's a sin and you go before God and you ask God to forgive you, He will, but you don't go kill the baby. That baby will follow you through the rest of your life. You'll have to raise that child. And that child will probably have many, many problems. So this is what I'm talking about is very serious. And I want you to take it very serious, as I really don't see much humor in what I'm telling you. Now, what I'm going to do is, since I've got a little time left, I'm going to give you another lesson that's not quite so hard on you. And maybe out of this, we'll do some ministry. Okay, what I want to prove to you is that the soul, the mind, will, and emotions can be put in the right mind by deliverance. So what I'm saying is, if you have mental problems, you can be put into the right mind by deliverance. And here again, I'm going to walk you through the Bible. Let's start off, and all this is in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 4. Some of these are parallel scriptures, but it helps to read them to emphasize the points. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. He healed them all. Now notice he dealt with those who had torments, those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic. Well, what is that a problem in? It's a problem in your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. And what did God do? He healed them all. How did he heal them? He cast their demons out. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 8, 26 through 33. Chapter 8, verse 26. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. I wonder if some of you out there aren't fearful. You aren't fearful about demons, fearful about deliverance. I want to tell you, there's nothing to be afraid of. You should not be afraid of deliverance. You should not be afraid of getting your demons cast out. The fear will help keep the demons in. We kid people to try to get them to relax. We tell them, well, we've worked with people for 10 years. We haven't lost a patient yet. We don't expect to lose one in the next 10 years either, if we're still here. Verse 27. But the man marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side of the country of the Gershonese, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fear, so that no man might pass by that way. Now these two were probably totally demon-possessed. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. Now notice they call them devils. What is the proper name for devils? Demons. Right. Think of them as demons. That's the proper name. There's actually only one devil, and his name is Satan. Verse 32, And he said unto them, Go, and when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place in the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. Okay, they were exceedingly fierce. They were possessed with devils. Jesus cast them out. And they were put in their right mind. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 17. Chapter 17, verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. Notice he was a lunatic. That's a problem of the mind. For oft times he falleth into the fire and off into the water. And I brought him through thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Notice the word cure. The lunatic was to be cured. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. The child was cured from that very hour. So Jesus rebuked the devil. In other words, he cast him out, and the child was cured. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Notice they had unbelief, they had a lack of faith. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Okay, sometimes we pray and we fast before we cast demons out of people, especially when we have a difficult case. We don't do this very often, but there's times we feel the necessity of prayer and fasting before deliverance. And usually we'll get the family that we're working with to pray and fast too. Now, my brother the other day says, why don't demons come out? Well, many times you see they don't come out because of unbelief. You have unbelief in deliverance. You don't believe a Christian can have a demon. You have a lack of faith in God. You're scared. These are some of the reasons why we have difficulty delivering you. Now let's look at Mark 5, 2 through 20. Mark 5, 2 through 20. Now, in my Bible, I mark a D and an H by these scriptures. D for deliverance, H for healing. And many times I'll read these scriptures over and over again when we're having trouble getting the demons in, to soften them up. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. An unclean spirit is simply another name for a demon, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Notice the demon's name. He said, My name is Legion. Excuse me. Now notice that Jesus asked him, What was his name? Why do you think Jesus asked that demon what his name was? Don't you think Jesus knew what the name of that demon was? He just simply set in the pattern for us to have deliverance. Many times we ask the demon, What is your name? Why do we do that? We want to know specifically what the name of the demon is so we can cast him out. You cast out demons with specifics, not generalities. Verse 10. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place in the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And he went out to see what it was that was done. And it came to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. That verse blesses me. What happened? He was possessed with the devil, and he had the legion. That was before. What's the after? Now he's in his right mind. That's deliverance. That's what deliverance can do for all the way through the demon possessed. Verse 16. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerned the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come to the possessed, to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Okay, Jesus told him, he said, go tell your testimony in the Decapolis, which means 10 cities. If you get deliverance, you need to tell people about it. You shouldn't conceal your deliverance as if you were ashamed of it. In fact, God told Earlene if she was ashamed of her deliverance, she'd lose it. We need testimony in the churches about deliverance. It's good to have testimony here. It's good to have it in your churches, in your home. Tell the people the things that God done for you. And don't be ashamed of your deliverance. God told me that all you have to be ashamed of is wanting to keep your demons. You should not be ashamed of getting rid of them. Now let's go to Mark chapter 9, verses 17 through 27. Mark chapter 9, verses 17 through 27. Verse 17. And while the multitude answered and said unto, and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. See the spirit's name. That's a spirit of dumbness, a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spoke to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. And when Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and said unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. So what did Jesus do? He rebuked the foul spirit, and the dumb and deaf spirit came out. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came unto him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. Okay, so Jesus rebuked and cast out the deaf and dumb spirit, and it came out of him, and he was healed. Okay, now deafness might be considered a physical ailment, but I think dumbness would be considered otherwise. Let's look at Luke chapter 8, verse 26 through 39. Luke chapter 8, verse 26 through 39. As we go through here, look and see how Jesus did it. He set the pattern for him. And you can identify the names of the demons as you read the scripture and as you learn to be perceptive in deliverance. Verse 26. And they arrived at the country of Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house but in the tomb. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, of the Most High? Beseech thee, torment me not. For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered unto him. We can easily tell you that Christians can have thousands of demons, that they can have legions of demons. We've dealt with people who've had legions of demons, and they were Christians. We don't work with anybody who's not a Christian. Most of the people we work with are full gospel Christians from the best churches in town. And they besought him that he would not command them to go into the deep or the bottomless pit. And there was there and heard of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place in the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then he went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. What happened? The devils were cast out, and he was in his right mind, and he was ready to follow Jesus. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils will heal. This man was truly demon-possessed. When the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from him, for they were taken with great fear, and he went into the ship and returned back again. Many people are afraid of Earl Enon. Many Christian pastors. Sometimes we'll walk in a church and the pastor will start sweating. Okay, there is fear. See, they feared Jesus. Now, rather than realizing the fact that he had done a great service to mankind here, they said, get out of our country. That's sort of the way they treat us. You know, we'd really rather not have you in our church.
Join the party.
Right. Even though we see great signs and wonders and miracles and people are helped, you know. So don't feel bad. If you are despised, mistreated, persecuted, you're in a good company with Jesus Christ. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, Return into thy own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And I understand the next time Jesus went into that town, there was a revival. Okay, so if God leads you, give your testimony. You don't have to do it on a grand scale. Do it in your home as people talk to you, and I'll call you on the phone and ask for help. Just begin in a small way. Don't do anything that will overload you and cause you to have to fall from grace. Just take it easy and God will develop your ministry. Now let's look at Acts chapter 8, verse 22 through 24. Verse 22. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, Pray ye the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. Okay, the gall of bitterness. That's the name of a demon. It's a demon family. Bitterness is a very common demon family we deal with over and over again. We find that most Christians have problems with rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, and unforgiveness, right? And here again, you can be forgiven for any demonic problem that you have. There's only one thing that God will not forgive, and that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at Acts 16, 16 through 18. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 18. Verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination, Meta, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Okay, she was possessed by a spirit of divination. Okay, you may be a Christian, and as a Christian, I imagine all of you here, probably most of you are Christians. You are possessed by Jesus Christ. But if you have an area in your life that you cannot control, you're possessed in that area. If you're an alcoholic, you are possessed by a spirit or spirits of alcohol. You're not possessed as a Christian, as a whole. You're possessed in different areas of your body. Verse 17. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and he came out that same hour. All right, what is the formula for casting out demons? I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. All right, you see. And he may have said this, I don't really know, but I would have said, spirit of divination, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. I like to be specific, okay? For those of you who hunt, I take the rifle approach. I shoot him with a rifle. I pinpoint the demon. I shoot it with a rifle. I don't take the shotgun approach. I find the shotgun approach only has limited value. But I like to be specific with demons. I like to go after specific demons. I like to know what I'm coming against. Now, let's see. I think I missed one here. Let's go back to Luke 9, verses 37 through 42. Verse 37. And it came to pass that on the next day they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him, then he foameth again, and bruising him heartily departed from him. This is an evil spirit. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring my son hither. And as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down and tare him, and Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. What happened? Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child. This is what we do. I like to be as specific as I can. We cast out the unclean spirit and the child or the adult is healed. Now, I hope that you have been able to see that you can cure somebody who has problems in their soul, their mind, will, and emotions by casting the demons out. See, there's deliverance for your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. There's deliverance for your body, your physical body. The main problem the Christians have is the need for deliverance in their soul. Most of you have learned the full gospel message. You've learned salvation, the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. You've learned that God can heal you here and now, instantaneously, miraculously. So what is your problem? The problem is with your mind. That's why you're here. You got problems with your mind. You want to learn more about how to get free. You may be a minister here. You want to learn more about how to minister to other people. That's the battleground for Christianity. The battleground is for your mind. I dare say most of you here, as I see, you look to me like you're in reasonably good health. Maybe you've got some problems. Most people do have some problems. But most of you are in reasonably good health. So what is the problem? The problem is the battle for your mind. There's a tremendous war going on for your mind. Okay, now I hope I have shown you what I call walking through the Bible in a scripture lesson. And let the Word of God talk to you. Now, I can confirm what I have taught you by 10 years of experience that Earlene and I have had. We've ministered to many people, individually, collectively, small groups, large groups, over the years. And we've seen all these things confirmed. We've even had the demons confirm the Scripture to us. So we've had confirmation from every possible direction. And we simply believe that all of your needs can be met by Jesus Christ. If they're not met, there's a reason. What we want to do is we want to get in and find out what that reason is. If we can't cast your demon out, he's got a right to remain. We've got to find that right. We've got to take away the legal right. And then we can cast him out. And that takes time, and that takes work. It takes hours. I really admire people like Glenn and Irma and the people here and people in other ministries that are willing to spend hours upon hours working with people. There is no fast shortcut method. Everybody that I know, and I know most of the deliverance ministers around the United States, as I have talked with them, I've asked them, you know, is there any easy way? For 10 years, I'm an engineer. I'm taught to be efficient. Okay, and I try to find the methods that work the quickest. So why should I waste my time and spend hours and hours if I could do it, you know, just with a simple prayer? Well, I can't. So what you've got to do is you've got to dig into yourself and find out, why am I in the bondage that I'm in? And begin to work out these challenges. Begin to get rid of the rest. Okay, now I don't have any particular list of demons for mass deliverance. I was trying to think about how we might carry this ministry on. And I think what let's work on, first of all, let's work on the people who have physical infirmity. Okay, those of you who have a physical infirmity, maybe you've been prayed for and you haven't been healed through the prayer of faith and the anointing of oil, let's try the method of casting out your demons. Come against it that way. Okay, then I think probably we should go in and work on those who are demonized in the soul. Maybe you got problems with mental illness, schizophrenia, paranoia, manic depressing. Maybe you got some real bad mental problems. Then I think we can work on those. Now to do this is not something I can stand up here and do in a mass way. We're going to have to have a number of workers and helpers. So let's just see. Okay, I can do that. Okay, let's do that. Okay, what Brother Glenn said is that there may be an infirmity here that may be common to a number of people. Typically, what we find is that the problems of man are common. You may think you're the only one that's got those problems, but we find that many, many, many other people have the same problems. The stories we've heard, and they get pretty bad, but as you hear them over the years, you begin to hear the repetition in these stories. Satan will tell you that you're a bad person, and you're the only one that's got that problem. And that's because you're so bad. No, the problems are common to men. So let's try that approach that Brother Glenn is talking about. And what I want you to do is I want you to raise your hand and tell me your infirmity, and then we're going to come against this in mass deliverance. Yes, sir?
Varicose veins.
Okay. Who else has a problem along the same line? Yes. All right. Varicose veins? Okay, how many of you have varicose veins? Raise your hand. Quite a number. Okay, how many have something else that is like varicose veins but has another name? Yes, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, say that a little louder.
I just heard it called spider veins.
Oh, spider veins. Okay. All right, we're going to come against those just as if they were names of demons. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over this meeting, and I command these demons to come out. I use the word of God that I have read here. And I command you to manifest, identify, and reveal yourself and to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of these people right now. I come in spirits of varicose veins and spider veins. And I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Varicose veins, spider veins. I come in spirits of fat deposits within these veins and I command them to loosen up and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirits of fat deposits and fatty deposits, I command them to go in Jesus' name. I want to cleanse it in the people's veins, in their circulatory system, and in their hearts. Now, come out right now. Spirits of varicose veins, spider veins, I come against small veins and restricted veins, and I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against spirits of infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease that have to do with the heart and the arteries and the veins. Hardening the arteries. Come out, the spirit of hardening of the arteries in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Coming out, every spirit of hardening the arteries. I call out spirits of heart attack, heart weakness, heart infirmity, heart sickness, heart disease. Coming out. I come against demons that are attached to the valves of their heart. I command those demons to come out that are attached to the valves of their heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose the people and set them free. Come on, loose those valves right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. The valves that have to do with the heart, the valves that have to do with the flow of the blood in their body, and I command those demons that specialize in living in the blood, I command those spirits to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come on out of them. I want the evil spirits that are within the bloodstream of our body I come against constrictions. I come against constrictions of the arteries and where the flow of blood has been constricted. And demons, I command you to take your hands off of these people right now, where the arteries have been constricted. And where you're constricting the flow of blood, I command you to loose those holes right now in the name of Jesus Christ and come out. Oh, hardening of the arteries. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of hardening of the arteries. I come against any evil spirits that cause the arteries to harden and stiffen up and get old. I come against any premature senility in this area in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of the people right now. I break your power and I command you to come out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All hardening of the arteries. All spirits of varicose veins. All spirits of spider veins. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of heart attack and heart infirmity. I call out spirits of false heart attack. Come out, spirits of false heart attack in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out. Spirits of false heart attack and false heart pain. And come out in the name of Jesus Christ. False heart attack and false heart pain, false emotions, false feelings about the heart and the arteries. I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. It's spirits of angina. I call out the spirits of angina in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of God, I come in and say, those demons that killed my father caused the arteries to blow up. And I can't think of that name. I command those spirits to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Aneurysm. Come out. What? Okay, I'll get to that. That's hemorrhoids. That's tied in? Okay, spirits of aneurysm, spirits of hemorrhoids. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out the spirits of hemorrhoids and hemorrhoids. And I call out spirits of aneurysm, the explosion of the arteries and flooding by blood. Come out of people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, every spirit of hemorrhoids in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out right now. Come on, spirits of hemorrhoids, spirits of hemorrhoids. I break the curse of Egypt upon these people in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command them to come out. I said, come on, loose the people and set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of hemorrhoids and hemorrhoids, harden of the arteries, aneurysms. Come out, spirits of aneurysms. Come on out of the people right now. Come out of their bloodstream. I command every demon of any spirit that causes the blood to be unbalanced. Lack of red corpuscles, lack of white corpuscles. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Any demons attached to the corpuscles, the healing power of the body of God, the healing power in the blood. Take your hands off the healing power of blood in the body. I command you to come out of the brain right now. Any spirits of strokes, come out. Spirits of strokes in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of strokes, spirits of paralysis, paralysis by strokes. I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out and out of people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out of people in Jesus' name. That's how I use the word of God against you. I use the whole word of God against you. We accept the whole word of God in simple childlike faith. And we apply it and we see it work. Now come out of people. Right now, I bind every evil power that's attacking the people. I lose all the power of God to help them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call for all our deliverance in these areas, the physical and the mental areas of our body. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We want every evil spirit that is in the circulatory system. And Father, I just ask you, forgive us for not taking care of our bodies in the present or in the past. Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we lose the healing power of God upon these in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. I want all these evil spirits out of the circulatory system of the body, out of the heart. I want you out of the brains. I want a normal flow to go to the brain so that people can think clearly. And I call out every spirit of paralysis, any spirit of paralysis. I call out blood clots. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of blood clots. Clotting of the blood in the veins. Varicose veins. Weakness in the veins. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out every weakness in the veins in Jesus' name. Now loose the people and set them free. I bind your power and I drive you out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. Come out. Come out. I come against all these false attacks, false symptoms, false pain. I come against spirits of pain in the heart, pain in the circulatory system. Come out. Pain in the legs because of varicose veins. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Every spirit of pain in the legs, pain in that's brought about by the hardening of the arteries. Lord, we just loose the healing power of God upon these arteries, that the hardened arteries might be softened, Lord Jesus. We loose them in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose healing upon them. Lord, cause those arteries to soften up. That spirit of hardening of the arteries, come out. That spirit of hardening of the arteries in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Come on, loose the people and set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ, every evil spirit in their arteries, in their veins, in their heart, in any part of our body, come out of the legs. Come out of the legs and the thighs and the hips and the back. In the head and the shoulders. Loosen that flow of blood up. Let that flow of blood come freely. Freely flow through our body and give us health and cure. And let us so that we can think straight. I come against any restriction of the flow into the brain that would cut off the oxygen to the brain. I come against any demons that have a special job of attacking the oxygen within the body that keeps the oxygen from going to the brain and cause the brain to die or cause us not to be able to think. Come out, any evil spirits that are tied in with stupor and lethargy and fatigue. Come out, in these demon spirits that are tied in with stupor and lethargy and fatigue and weariness and laziness and slothfulness. They're tied in with the flow of the blood in the body. I command them to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I command you to come out. Now line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. Loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. And just keep on coming out. Every evil spirit, I demand a complete cleansing in this area in the name of Jesus Christ. I demand a complete cleansing in the circulatory system of our body. Now loose the people and come out right now in Jesus' name. You have no choice. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, let's go on to another system. Let's just take it system by system within our body. For those of you, how many of you have arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis, and so forth? Okay, what we have found through deliverance is many times, I wouldn't say every time, this is going in through unforgiveness. First you get rejected, then you move into bitterness and unforgiveness, and then you move into cancer and arthritis. Okay, so now I'm going to let you pray following. But if you have arthritis or if you have cancer, then search yourself for unforgiveness. Now, okay, so how many have diseases of the joints? How many have arthritis? Okay, any of you have bursitis? Neuritis? Tendonitis? Okay, how many of you have cancer? Okay, good. Nobody has cancer. Okay, so before we deal with arthritis, you have to cleanse yourself. And we're just going to take one area. And let's just take the area of unforgiveness. Someone may have hurt you. It may have been another Christian. Quite commonly, Christians hurt each other. Okay, so I want to take a few minutes and let you pray. Because if the demon is in there because of unforgiveness, I'm not going to get rid of him until you forgive. It's just that simple. I don't have the power to cast him out. Okay, so I want all of you to go. Just bow your heads. And I want all of you to bow your heads. And let the Holy Spirit deal with you about unforgiveness. And then we're going to go after these arthritis things. Forgive anyone that hurt you. I don't care how bad they hurt you. I don't care how terrible it is. Forgive them. And also forgive Christian brothers and sisters, pastors and churches, people that you have tried to befriend and have turned upon you. Okay, I'm going to start calling the demons out and just keep forgiving people as God reveals them to you. We have sat with people and let them spend an hour or more just forgiving people. Just one name after another. Here's the Holy Spirit we show them. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against those spirits of arthritis, and I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against spirits of arthritis, and I drive every spirit of arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis. I come against inflammation of the joints and the marrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Any inflammation, any restriction, anything that came in through physical injury like playing football and so forth, I come against the demons that are causing our body to ache. I come against all aches and pains in the body, pains that are brought about by changing the weather. Come out. Pains within the joints in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to come out. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Those pains within the joint and the marrow, I come against these demons. Come on, right out now. I want the diseases of the bones. I call out the diseases of the bones. I call in these spirits of osteomyelitis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. These spirits of osteomyelitis, diseases of the bones. I call out diseases of the bones of all types. I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out of people. Every disease of the bones. Every spirit of arthritis, especially coming against those spirits of arthritis and crippling arthritis, come out. Every spirit of arthritis and crippling arthritis, every spirit of bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis, all the other itises and so forth that I'm not aware of, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All these demon spirits that attack the bones and the joints, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I come against those demon spirits that are within the joints, and I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out of them right now in Jesus' name. That's right. I want every evil spirit of arthritis and related demons, I command you to come out. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's tied in with any part of our body, either the nerves, the joints, the bones, the marrow. I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose the people and set them free. Every evil spirit of arthritis and stiffness of the joints and morning pain and so forth, I command them to go out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them out of the neck and the shoulders and the back and the hips, out of their complete skeletal system. I want all these demons out of their skeletal system in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you. Come on. Those demons in their skeletal system, I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit that's attached to the skeletal system, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I come against those dormant spirits of cancer. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Those dormant spirits of cancer that came in and just waiting for an opportunity to attack the people, I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against any spirits of cancer and growths and tumors and warts, malignancy, non-malignancy, growths of any kind. I command abnormal growths of any kind. I command them to come out. I especially come against those demons of cancer in the bone that's tied in. Come on, those cancer in the bone, cancer in the marrow. I command them to come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak the word of healing into these bodies. We drive out the demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out.
Demons of cancer, cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Cancer, growth, tumor, wart, malignancy. I come against any spirits of mold. Come on out, the spirits of mold. Moles on our body. That's right. Come on out. Every spirit of moles and warts and skin. I come against the spirits of skin disfigurement. Come out, the spirits of skin disfigurement. Those different names. I call you out. I call out every spirit of psoriasis and eczema. Itching. Come on out. Every spirit of psoriasis and eczema and itching and so forth. All these skin deformities. I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right. I want all these skin deformities to go in Jesus' name. All warts and all moles. Come out. I command you. I curse you at your roots. I command you to die. I command you to drop off the people in Jesus' name. I command those evil spirits to go. Every spirit of skin deformities, spirits of psoriasis and eczema and itching and so forth and skin diseases, I command them to come out. Every spirit of cancers, come out. I want all those cancers that, cancers of any kind. I call out skin cancers and external cancers and come on out, the skin cancers. I want those skin cancers out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. They're just laying there dormant. I want those skin cancers to go in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out right now. Come on, up and out of the people right now. All skin cancers. All cancers of the bones and the joints and the marrow. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All cancers of other parts of our bodies. Come on out. I want all these growths to come out. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Every growth in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of arthritis and related spirits. I want that whole family to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, that whole family of demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Okay, let's take another system of the body. Who's got a disease in another system? Headaches? Okay, how many of you have the headaches? Migraine headaches? Pressure in your head? Eye pressure? Okay, the only way we've seen a person can be healed of a migraine headache is through deliverance. So let's go after these migraine headaches. They're very demonic and they're very painful. And let's go after headaches and eye pressure and eye strain and so forth. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against these spirits of migraine headaches. We come against spirits of headaches. We come against spirits of pressure and eye strain. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. I want every spirit of migraine headaches to come out right now. I rebuke you and curse you and drive you out of people in Jesus' name. Now loose the people and set them free. Every spirit of migraine headaches. That's right. I break your power. I break every curse that brought this migraine headache upon them. I break every curse of the ancestors in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, come on out, every spirit of headaches and recurring headaches, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit, I come against those demon spirits of chemical imbalance in the body, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. They cause headaches, any chemical imbalance in the body that causes headaches. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I loose the healing power of God upon this people. Now, come out. All migraine headaches, all headaches, now I come against those spirits of pressure in the head. I come against pressure and tension. Come out, every spirit of pressure and tension in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, all pressure and all tension. I come against those demon spirits in the eye. I come against eye strain, eye weakness, eye infirmity, eye disease, eye pressure. I come against those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of the eye. In the name of Jesus Christ. What's the name of those demons that come in your eyes as you get older?
Cataracts.
Okay, come out. Those spirits of cataracts in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Those spirits of cataracts. Spirits of eye pressure. Unbalanced eye pressure. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now drive every spirit of pressure, tension, anxiety, fear, dread, worry, apprehension would cause us to have headaches. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, loose the people and set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now break your power and I drive you out of the people. Come out. I want all migraine headaches, all headaches and related headaches. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All pressure in the eyes. All demons. I call out all spirits of aspirins and pain medicines. Come out. Every spirit of aspirin and pain medicine. I call out all addictions to aspirins. All addictions of pain medicines. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of aspirins and related spirits. I call you out by name. Come out. Those aspirins, those addictions to aspirins, addictions to pain medicines we take because of headaches, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Dependency upon the doctors because of the headaches, the migraine headaches. I break that dependency. I break that soul tie and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. All drugs and medicines used to take, used for headaches and migraine headaches, I command them to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all pressure. I come against the pressure within their eyes that causes us not to be see properly. And I command that pressure to go in Jesus' name. I come against all cataracts in the eyes and diseases in the eyes and unbalance in the eyes. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive our spirit of astigmatism and nearsightedness and farsightedness in the name of Jesus Christ and weakness of the eyes and where the eyes are not properly shaped, those demons that cause our eyes to be out of round and so forth. I command them to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of our eyes. That's right. Come on out. I want all these demons in our eyes to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose the people and set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have no choice. I break your power and I kick you out in Jesus' name. We fall out of agreement with you. We We will not put up with you any longer. Now come out of the eyes right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want all cataracts and related spirits to come out of the eyes in Jesus' name. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to come out of the eyes. That's right. Come on, loose that. Let it. Lord, I just ask that you heal the people. Let them have normal vision in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, so we won't have to have any dependence upon glasses, Father. Lord, I just speak the healing power of God into the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out. All headaches and related spirits, all works of these, I command you to come out. All habits, all chemical dependency. Come out, every spirit of chemical dependency in the name of Jesus Christ. Every addiction to drugs, painkillers, come out in Jesus' name. That's right, I break your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of the eyes. Come on, those demon spirits that are stirred up in the eyes, I command them to come out in Jesus' name. Your power is broken and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit that's stirred up in the eyes, I command them to go in Jesus' name. Okay, what next system do you want to work on? Okay, allergies and brain damage. Okay, how many of you have allergies? Sinuses, allergies. Okay. The Lord healed Erlene of 175 allergies. So we're going to pray for your healing and your deliverance. Okay, praise God. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against those allergies. Come on out, those allergies. I come against sinusitis. Come on out, sinuses and sinusitis. Dripping and drainage. I come against every spirit of allergies. Come on out, those evil spirits of allergies. Allergies of all types. Hay fever. That's right. Come on out, all allergies and hay fever and related allergies. Allergies to food, clothing. Allergies to all kind of different and weird things. I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, every spirit of sinuses. Sinuses, sinusitis. Come out of our sinuses in the name of Jesus Christ. All dripping and drainage in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, all coughing. I drive out those spirits of coughing and the habit of coughing and the addiction to coughing. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Your power is broken and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Coming out of us, I want all those sinuses. I call out every spirit of laryngitis, tonsillitis, bronchitis, pneumonia, flus, and colds. Come out in Jesus' name. Coming out all laryngitis, tonsillitis, bronchitis, flus, and colds. Come out of us right now. Coming out of our respiratory system. I call those demons out of our respiratory system right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. I break your power and I drive you and I loose the people and set them free. I drive out every habit and dependency upon medicines and drugs and shots. Come out. Every habit and dependency upon medicines and drugs and shots that have to do with asthma and have to do. I come out there, spirit of asthma. Come out. The spirit of asthma and allergies. Come out. The spirit of asthma and allergies and the sinuses, sinusitis, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out of the people. Come on, up and out of them right now in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit that interferes with our breathing, I call out those demon spirits in our respiratory system. I call out those spirits in our lungs. I come out every spirit of emphysema brought in by smoking. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit of pneumonia or dormant pneumonia, come out. Any spirit of pneumonia or dormant pneumonia, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right, you have no choice. You will loose the people and set them free. Now come out of my brother right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I loose legions of angels upon these people, especially to help my brother. Come out, those spirits of allergies. I call out allergies of all types. We know there are many different types of allergies. I call them out. We know you're demonic. I break your hold upon the people and I cast them out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of hay fever and allergies and hay fever and related types of allergies. Allergies to food. Allergies to clothing. Allergies to houses. Allergies of all types, allergies to plants and flowers and animals, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Allergies to man-made materials, I command them to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, allergies of all types. That's right, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. I just loose the spirit of breathing upon the people. They might be breathed properly. Now come out. Come on out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Those spirits of allergies, your power is broken and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of allergies, come on out, spirits of allergies, spirits of sinusitis, bronchitis. Come on out, every spirit of bronchitis, laryngitis, come on out, and tonsillitis, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out those spirits out of our tonsils in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, those evil spirits in our tonsils. I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the children as well as the adults in the name of Jesus Christ. Any type of demon that's attached to our respiratory system that keeps us from breathing properly, I break your power, I cut your roots out, and I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil spirit that came in through smoking, Father, I ask you to forgive us for smoking, Father, and destroying our lungs. Now come out. Any spirit of emphysema, any spirit of lung cancer, come out. The spirits of lung cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirits of emphysema, I call you out and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Any inability to any shortness of breath, come out. Spirits of shortness of breath, In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every spirit of shortness of breath to go in Jesus' name. Come on, keep on coming out of my brother in the name of Jesus Christ. Line up in rank and file in order. I want all of those demons, 400 or however many your name is, to come out of him. Just keep on coming out of him in Jesus' name. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right, I break your power. Brother, won't you go back there and work with that young man? How many of you feel like you have a religious spirit, that you're not free to worship God, or you're bound up in the bondage of religion and traditions and so forth? Okay, these are religious spirits. I had a Baptist spirit. I was bound up with Southern Baptist doctrine. Okay, I'm going to come against those religious spirits now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I come against those religious spirits, those spirits that tied in with tradition of man. That's right. I come against those, I break us free from every tradition of man. I break us free from every religious denomination. I break us free from every religion. I come against those religious spirits. I come against those religious spirits that cause us to be flaky in church. It causes us to not be able to worship God naturally. Well, we have to put them on.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.